Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with viewing for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, moaning everybody! Tobin and where is he? Oh, because he's here today.
He's hobnobbing.
So he's hobnobbing.
And you know.
And you know Murderer. She's late.
Murderer's late.
She's late. I mean, you know, so. Can you hit my buttons up there, Vlad, so I can hit these fools with some reasons?
Go ahead.
Minus one for tardiness, for hobnobbery.
Man.
Wait. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That's Leroy. That's when he's going to come in.
Wait. Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. Here he comes. Rolling in with his pancakes whenever you please, dude. Not logged into the computer, okay?
Let me check. When Leroy sees
not logged
food.
In. When Leroy pancakes, sees don't food. Hide your pancakes. I know you have them.
When Leroy
don't,
sees
no, just go
food.
Go get your food. Go get your food. You don't have to hide it in shame. I don't. I know why you're late. I saw you skipping down, and he was peacocking, dude.
Oh, man.
This dude was happy. He's like, pancakes.
It's food.
He is unbelievable.
Let me tell you something. When there's food, Leroy's going to stop
he's got,
and eat.
He's got sauce. Are those croquetas with the eggs? You're unbelievable.
Let me tell you something. When there's food, Leroy's going to eat.
I mean, like, of course he is. But, like, could he have at least gotten logged in before he left just so he could have been a boop?
Where are you then?
Then where are you? Because I would see you backstage if you were here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't hit
the button. Okay. just the button. Just the button, just the headphones. It's all right, baby. We'll get to it whenever we get to it. Because it's, what is it, Spirit Day? What do we have going on here? Everybody's wearing jerseys. I saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
Here, look. I just didn't hit enter. That's all.
All right.
I was all logged in.
Well, kind of.
Wait,
I was logged in.
You.
Kind of. I don't see your camera, though. Did you activate your camera?
Leroy, just take that. Oh, you're wrong. Yep. It's all right.
It's all good, though. It's all right, because, you know, we love you, but... I saw you. My favorite thing, though, out of all of it was that you tried to hide the food. He's like, oh, no. Because, like, what? You thought the reason was going to be you were having a meeting or something? I knew why you left. I knew why you weren't here. You smelt it like a Looney Tune. You smelt like the plume, like the pie on the shelf.
It looked like a little get-together down there with a whole bunch of people. Like, too much, right? The jersey? Too much.
I don't know.
That doesn't still hide the fact that you were late.
Yep.
That what?
You were late.
Minus one. For tardiness.
And you hit yourself. Good.
Hey.
Good.
That's great.
That was beautiful.
That's great.
Oh,
that's
man.
Great. That's great.
Oh, God.
Vlad,
Vlad.
We got a bunch of it today. Because here, we got three for you, okay?
Minus one for tardiness. Minus one for hobnobbery. Minus one for technological snafu.
Triple crown, dude. Hat trick.
Oh, okay? Man. In the first 5
minutes. Is your orbital bone okay?
Got a CTE.
Cut me, Mick.
Got CTE right now.
Hit
off the
one in the middle.
Off the headphones.
Dude, these headphones have been kicking my ass.
Those things got recoil on them, dude. Like some
no,
snap.
It's not Lawrence Taylor. No, it's not Sam Mills.
Nope.
No.
It's the headphones.
It's the headphones.
Sam Mills was tiny.
Oh, my goodness.
He still hit you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. No. I'm not. I'm just saying he was tiny.
Well, let's get to our headlines, which are brought to us by the great folks over at Doral Hyundai. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Cat's back at it tonight, dude. Panthers on the ice against the Philadelphia Flyers. 7 o'clock is your puck drop from Amarin Bank Arena. Dade South has referred to this as the Grand Slam. You went to go get a Grand Slam breakfast, and you ended up with the Grand Slam of minus one reasons.
Give yourself a Grand Slam.
It's crazy, man.
Hey, Dolphins fans,
hmm?
You could be the Browns fans. Be a Browns fan, and they're sitting here arguing about Stefanski non-committal on designated Browns backup.
Oh, hello, Cowboy Boots. Oh. Boots scoot late.
Oh, you have just, you fell for it.
You cannot talk.
No. Take. He's already taken his punishment.
Wait a minute. The only reason why you knew that is if you was late, too. Listening on the radio.
Parking.
Parking?
There's no parking.
There is no parking. There is no parking, but also.
What do you mean there's no parking?
You can definitely find parking if, you know, you're
there
here.
There is
like,
parking.
You were here like, there was a lot of parking at 950.
Yes, just give me everything.
There was a lot of parking at 950. There was. That's true. What do you have, like chips in there? What's going on? You got snacks?
They went to get food. That's all they
so
wanted
many,
to do.
You mean,
so much hobnobbing and eatering.
That's crazy. I didn't get Mike to say eatering. I need to get him to say that.
Because that's not a word, and he'd probably laugh at you.
It's a big word for me, dog.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Minus one for tardiness, for hobnobbery.
Man, crazy. Anyway, Cat's back on the ice tonight, taking on the Flyers. Champ's back in action, and can't wait to see him. The Heat, they fell to the San Antonio Spurs last night. A loss that wasn't a loss, because let me tell you something,
God.
Dude.
Stop it.
What a night.
For Kalel.
What a night, dude. Kalel Yakachonis.
The youth movement.
Oh, the two youths. Really, the three youths, because Jaime Jaquez.
Woo,
he threw it on Wembanyama. Threw it down. You won't see it.
You know what's. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. You know how this plays out.
What do you mean?
When the season starts, all the stuff we're talking about, they sitting in the corner.
Why are you immediately going to that? Because we could
this
be.
Happened.
I don't know.
I'm just playing the trend here.
Kasper Jakachonis. He looks more than ready. An assist machine. That chemistry.
Okay.
Some things go together well, man.
Okay.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
We have this conversation.
Peanut butter jelly.
We have this conversation every year.
Kasper Jakachonis and Kalel Ware.
We have this conversation every year.
I'm telling
do
you.
Do we not?
Last night.
Do we not have this conversation every year? We see guys playing the preseason, and then they never play.
No, not always. And look, Kalel Ware, he just got the call out from Spo. It's not about the message.
He always gets calls up.
It's how you respond. And how does he respond? With a big-time game against Victor Wembanyama. He has Wemby in hell. I mean, quite frankly. Victor Wembanyama left that exhibition last night. They won, mind you. And he was, like, whining to the referee. Ooh, sacre bleu. Wembanyama, please help me. Because he doesn't know what to do when somebody's his actual size. That's the problem. When somebody can actually match up with them, he's like, what the hell
Shaq
is this?
Shaq said it was the other way.
I don't care what Shaq said.
Smaller guy, the way they back it.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something,
dude. How much of a sample size is this?
2 for 2.
12 seconds.
2 for 2.
2 games.
2 for 2. 2 games. Did you not see him block Wembanyama not even jumping?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like,
don't be dismissive.
I'm not being dismissive.
You're being dismissive.
I'm not being dismissive.
Kind of are.
Like, you know the best definition of making winning plays, winning.
Come on. Like, preseason.
Like, ain't nobody ever said after
I'm
you
out.
Lost
Wait a
game,
minute. What did you just say?
I said the best
like,
way.
It's preseason.
Like, come on. What are you doing?
I'm saying the same thing he's doing.
You're so silly.
Wait a minute. You're making it sound like this was game 7.
Dude, Bismack Biyombo was playing the last 3 minutes. Did you know he was still in the league?
No.
Nah, you didn't.
You got what I need.
Don't lash out.
Cause you say just a friend. Dude, I'm just saying. I'm not taking away.
You literally are taking away.
No,
you
listen.
You literally are, though.
No, listen.
You are. Which is typical. I knew you were going to do this.
No, Kalel played really well. I'm not taking away from that. I think that one of the things that you can take from how things are going with him is he's very responsive to, you know, the direction that Spo's taking. However, all these other guys that you're talking about, they're not going to even play. Because I've seen Spo.
You don't think Kalel Ward did play middle of the year?
No,
last year.
He
did play.
I'm
so I don't
saying,
know why you're doing that.
I'm not
it's like it's a pointless thing to say because he did play last year.
I'm not talking about Kalel.
Why not? He had the best game yesterday.
Okay. You kind of take all of this and kind of get away from my point. My point was.
But your point doesn't stand.
You talk about all these
your
guys.
Point doesn't
I'm
stand,
not talking
though.
About Kalel.
So you're talking about Kasperis?
I'm talking about all these other guys that you talk about like this. They're going to be sitting at the end of the bench.
Okay. I've talked about one guy, Kalel Ware.
No.
Okay. I mentioned Kasperis Jakachonis. I probably know that he's not going to play, but he was awesome last night for his first preseason game.
I'm not disputing.
Okay.
But let's not you.
Well,
you,
but here's the thing. This is why I take umbrage with you.
Umbrage, spell it.
I take umbrage with you because you just want to play defense against excitement.
That's not true.
It is true. It is true. Hear me out on this. You want to make a point about he's not going to play when he is going to play. All right. Very clearly, Kalel.
Jakachonis. I'm not talking about Kalel.
Well, then why? What? Why? He's the lead story. He's the lead story, baby.
You went on about five guys.
I went on about three. I mentioned Kasperis Jakachonis and Jaime Jaquez, who, by the way, has played in the past. He stunk up the joint, so he lost his role. So that doesn't really go to your point either. The only one that would go with it is the rookie, which he's a rookie. But you wouldn't say the first performance that he has out there on the preseason, and he is just dishing the ball all over the place because Goran Dragic, greatest mentor of them all, has led this man to the ways of the Heat. And I don't know. You immediately want to do it because I'm excited about something. And what can we do here? We can
say wait. So here's the funny part about all of this. At no point in time, and the reason why we get into it so much, at no point in time do you maybe go overboard a little bit.
Nope.
Okay. Then sure. Well, you can say what you want.
Okay, but what have I gone overboard about?
Huh?
What have I said they won the
championship? You always do it.
What have I gone overboard about in the last 6 minutes? Other than the
six
fact
minutes.
That you got
now we
knocked,
going back six
the
minutes.
Fact that you got knocked out by your own headphones.
Oh no, I did.
Okay, so like
you were late. You can't laugh.
Yeah, you can't.
Excuse me.
You were very
Excuse
tardy.
Me. Aren't you guys quibbling right now? Don't drag me.
Well, it's just he's a fun slayer. That's all he is.
He's a fun slayer.
Like he sits
just trying to get the
stick
on
you.
Whoa! I saw that.
And look at you, raining on their cloud.
Wow, Leroy, you see that? You see how she just turned her back?
No, because she don't want that stink on her. Mm-hmm.
Bird-a-dick Arnold. Look at that.
What did you say?
Bird-a-dick. Because you're a birder.
Okay.
Yep.
J Figs, a murderer.
So, no. All right. Go ahead.
You don't think let me just say something. Just hear me out on this.
Uh-huh.
You don't think it's exciting to have the only player in the league that could go with Victor Wembanyama?
In a preseason game?
But he's not in regular season, too. So
Two games.
So two for two.
That's the sample size, bro.
That's the sample size.
Well, that's all I have.
All right.
What happened to the game in San Antonio?
What did happen in the game in San Antonio?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't recall.
You don't recall?
I don't recall.
Did he not play?
I don't recall. I'm being genuine. Did he lose?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you seem to forget
Seems
that
like
game.
He leads the series then.
What, a preseason game?
Seems like it's a 2-1 series lead.
Led. A preseason. Led. You just like said it's preseason.
See,
did you see him cook?
Go at him. It ain't me.
No, I told you.
I'm genuinely asking a question, though. This guy's 7'5", they list him at.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, nobody
He
is
had a
saying...
reverse alley-oop over Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Because he's too damn tall. This guy... Number 7 on the Heat, the warehouse, didn't leave his feet and blocked him to the floor.
Yeah.
You don't think that's kind of awesome to have one of those?
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't you seem like it?
What do you mean?
Because you're like,
how am I? What am I supposed to be doing?
It's a preseason game.
The third preseason.
Because all you've said is preseason, not gonna play, and who cares? They lost.
No, I didn't say it about Khalil. I did not say it about Khalil. I said about all the other guys you were talking about.
Okay, you can stop saying all the other guys. I'd mentioned three guys, and I have not talked about any of them since I mentioned that point. Okay. So you keep going back to this point, and I really am at this point where
we do this every year. Though.
We should really put you in protocol because of that hit you took the head.
Don't deflect. Really
like,
don't
deflect. You got to
love
AI.
Every year when we go through preseason,
you got to love AI.
We go through the same thing, and then they end up in Sioux Falls.
I don't know.
Listen to this, Rob. While Khalil Ware had an outstanding individual performance against Victor Wembanyama in January of 2025, Wembanyama still remains the superior, more dominant player overall.
Who says this?
Google AI.
Google AI.
Oh, who cares what Google says? It's probably
not. If it was the other way around,
isn't Google AI based in?
You know, if it was the other way around,
you know it's based in France, right?
Hey,
how convenient.
I'm not. That's why. See, I stayed out of.
Hold on though. Hold on. Nobody's sitting here and saying Victor Wembanyama is not a good player.
I'm not saying that at all.
I'm not saying that at all.
But you're saying that Khalil Ware owns him.
I'm not. Well,
you know why? Wait.
Well,
you overdo it, and then when there's an issue or when I say something about it, you're raining on my parade.
After 5 years, I've just graduated into like second level of Tobinism.
Congratulations.
It took 5 years, but you know I've elevated to the second level because Tobin is really trying to say that Victor Wembanyama cannot hold a candle.
That's not what I said.
To kill it.
I didn't say not hold a candle.
You're
trying
to imply.
I'm saying that
you're implying.
You're
implying.
Vlad, how many people in the league?
There's not many.
How many people in the league can physically go with that guy?
How many people are 7 foot?
Yeah, but 7 foot like Khalil is.
Plus.
Like athletic. Did you see the threes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
threes.
He started feeling froggy too with the step backs.
Yeah, but then he faked the three and then did the old slide.
No, I'm going to tell you the move that really impressed me. The and one dunk off the missed rebound. That was good. That was big boy. Yeah.
The rebound?
That was good.
No, it wasn't a rebound.
It wasn't a rebound.
It wasn't a rebound. He went for the shot, missed it, grabbed it, and just said, little man, I'm taking you to a flight. To Dunkville.
I'm not here to say that he is Victor Wembanyama. All I'm saying is the entire NBA media landscape right now, all the podcast boys out there and every blogger and every writer wants to say Victor Wembanyama. ESPN said he's a top five player already, which I think is a little crazy.
Who?
Victor Wembanyama.
He is.
Top five? Top five?
You know if Khalil had the skills package that that Victor has, you would be saying that he's a top five player. You know that, right?
Top five already? I don't think anybody can say he's a top five player already.
Tobin, if he was wearing a Miami Heat uniform, you would be saying he's a top five player.
That's the argument that I have.
I don't
more
think
than
so.
Than
I don't think you gotta have. Hold on, you gotta have some accolades and chops. You can't just show up as being a physical freak. Like Anthony Edwards keeps moving his team through the playoffs. This guy has been in the lottery the last 2 years. Now I understand that he got blood clots, but they weren't going there last year either. So I'm just saying top five strong. I'm not saying top 10, top on the fringes of the top 10. Fine. Yes, he's one of the biggest freaks in the league. Top five, dude?
Yeah.
Can you win an MVP?
You got to play enough games first.
No, I'm just saying, can you win an MVP before we do that?
You got to play enough games first.
No, that's not fair. I'm not saying a crazy thing here.
No.
Just because you're one of the biggest physical freaks that's like ever walked onto the court doesn't mean you're a top five player when you walk right on the court.
Neither did Anthony either.
Yeah, it took a while before anybody would consider him that. He's got to do some things. But my point is, even with everybody putting him up there, you may have one of the only guys in the league that can go with him.
No, you do have the only one.
And that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you played him two times a year. Now, if you were seeing him in the finals every year, that would be you would have the X factor.
We'll see who gets there first. The race is on.
So wait, you're telling me there's a race between Khalil?
The race is on.
Leroy.
We got to take a break. We're way over.
Wait a minute.
Because.
Yeah, hurry up and go to break.
No.
Hurry up and go to break after you drop that.
Hold on. Half the show was 5 minutes late. Let's get back on clock.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Here's KJ left side flying in. Hey, even better is Ware stroking it for three from the left wing. Nice recovery by KJ. Gets it to Ware, who gives it right back to Johnson. Now to Ware. He slides back. Three ball. Rattles it in. What in the world? He just moonwalked like Michael Jackson of Motown 25. And a block flat-footed on Wembanyama by Ware. And here comes another cracker. Right hand slapping it down. It's Jaquez with a right-hand rack attack. The runner. No, it ain't. Pella lobs to Ware for the throwdown. Kicks it into the right corner. Ware's there. Puts it on the floor on the closeout. Cracks it down. Oh, my goodness. The bench knew it before the Spurs did. There's Cass up top. Moving to his left. Left-hand dribble. Getting down to the left block. Pulls it back out. Throws that lob over the top of the rim to Ware. I guess gets it to Cass. Bounce pass to Ware at the dots. He's spinning on Luke. Flips it up right hand. Got it to go. Nice and fluid. Great footwork. Bucket. For K-Dub. Now Kachonis moves it to Jaquez, further right to KJ, now to Ware for three, and he strokes it right in front of the Spurs bench. Pass with the rock, pushing it across the floor. He understands what the coach wants. Tempo, pauses at the dots, gets it to Ware. Understand what to do. Give it to the big fella that's flowing. He throws it down on the right side of the rack and draws a timeout. KJ pulls down the miss, has the power to get that rock, gets to Cass, he'll drive down, leave it for Ware. In traffic, he flips it up and in. That man's got 27. The other man has 9 assists.
There you go. Jason Jackson last night on the Miami Heat Audio Experience. Khalil Ware, 29 points.
I'm starting to realize why we sometimes bicker over nothing.
Why?
So I come in, I sit down, I'm listening to a little montage, right? To which this man next to me just looks up and goes, I don't trust llamas. Like, just.
It was so random. Right? It
was just. I'm like, what?
Wait, while we're listening to a montage.
Yes. Yeah. And he just looked over to llamas. He looked over at me and said, I don't trust llamas.
It was on the commercial.
Like, it doesn't matter.
No, but that's why.
That's how random it is.
I don't trust them. Do you trust them?
No. Listen, I'm black. We are very careful when it comes to the wildlife.
So you don't?
White folks want to go pet them and touch them and feed them.
Why don't you trust them?
It's their face, dude.
Not the fact that they slobber.
Yeah, that too.
But spit they everywhere.
Spit on you just, for no they're reason. Just not, they're not nice creatures.
Really?
And I don't really, can I, trust tree? I don't know what the difference is between a llama and an alpaca.
The trust tree.
Are they the same?
Hey, there's two people. In this box right here, that it won't matter. Right?
Right.
The only people that need to know is you and Jennifer. And Jennifer, my, you know, because yes, she's not really intangible. She's Latino. Mm-hmm. So you might be on the island with this one.
Latina.
Latina.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference either.
Thank you.
There's actually an article that says alpaca versus llama.
Alpaca is the one that is the thing everybody wants, right? Yeah. They make the great jackets.
So no, they make the great first.
Yes.
This is alpaca. You got to blot that.
Right, that's it. But nobody ever says that with llama.
Nobody ever have a llama jacket.
Nobody wants to wear a llama.
Llama's got that stinky fur.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, llamas is referred to as another thing.
There's a lot of articles now that I look at it.
How about that?
It's,
see?
It's referred to as a weapon. That's what they call llamas.
Oh, that's cute. The llamas in Peru.
Cute. The Peruvian horse. I'll take my honest one.
See what I'm saying? Like,
minus one.
So when you actually say something legit and I attack you, right. It's because I'm so used to like the other nonsense you say. And you go, no, not this time. I'm serious.
You know what? They're really cute.
I don't trust them, though. You've been around them?
I don't trust anybody that just...
Can I ask you a question? No. But you'll crawl up in a tree and feed a giraffe.
Yeah.
Why?
Giraffes are fun.
I got to tell you, if I got to go 8 feet up in the air to feed something that fights with his neck...
technically,
I'm out.
But giraffes got go to the zoo.
The giraffes got such a long tongue, like they don't. You don't even like come in contact. They're just almost like a.
But what if they get mad and they beat you up with their neck? That's how they fight. That you ever seen a giraffe fight?
Oh yeah,
that's ridiculous.
What are they necking each other?
Yes, they.
We saw it last night. Heat Spurs.
Oh, Kalel versus Wembanyama.
Yep.
Two giraffes.
Two giraffes.
I tell you what. What is he, 7'4"?
7'5" is what they're saying now. 7'5".
That dude falls. He got the Joel Embiid.
Yeah. He doesn't.
He's always on the ground.
He's light. Don't say that. He's actually coordinated more. He's more coordinated than the other 7-footers that
Kalel looks
usually have.
Real smooth with his. I would like him to pump his arms a little bit more when he runs down the court because, you know, he also has the Napoleon Dynamite.
I did think that Jakachonis looked pretty good, though. I was wondering how he was going to look in his first game. He looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't shoot very much. He didn't.
Right.
And then did get the turnovers at the end. So we see that part. But, man, he
made a three.
You know what he does? He's just like, you know what I should do? I should throw it up to the tall guy. Genius. He had like 10 assists, but I think 7 of them were to Kalel.
I mean,
great. Right. What a plan. Yeah. Don't overthink it. I got to tell you, though.
I mean, he got a little froggy with the threes. Let's just be
little
clear.
Bit. Like, a little bit.
I mean, yeah.
Gogi, though, he was there yesterday. I was like, oh, look at him.
You didn't even go.
I know.
You couldn't go? Oh, my goodness. If you would have went, that would have been just.
Forget it.
Gogi!
I love that guy.
The reunion of the friends.
The reunion.
He's the best. What a gem. This Bam, though.
What about Bam?
He said he wasn't. You ain't hear what he was saying before the game?
What'd he say?
It ain't about that right now.
What do you mean about
getting everybody else comfortable?
Wrong.
Okay.
Hit some buckets.
So you're trying to say, do what your girl did and hit some buckets?
She's cold, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What your girl did.
Double move.
Oh, my God. What a killer she is.
They mentioned Bam on the telecast.
Good.
See, she went apparently, to Miami and worked out with her boyfriend.
Apparently, they were watching the locker room last night. I wasn't there, but that's the word. They were watching her get that game winner. She's awesome.
Awesome.
The best.
I didn't think it was going to be a sweep, though. Phoenix was pretty good this year.
Maybe gentlemen. Is that a lady sweep? What do you call a?
4-0. They play 7-game series.
No, I know, but I'm saying if it's in 5, what do
ladylike
they?
Ladylike sweep?
Is it just a lady sweep? What do they say to that?
We just extended the season.
No, well, we have a term. If it's
gentlewoman?
A 5-game series, it's a gentleman sweep.
Yeah, so is it a gentlewoman sweep?
No, we can't say gentlewoman. Ladylike.
I don't know.
No. Mm-mm. Ladylike doesn't have the – like, gentlemen's, it's not like it has to do with, like,
what's a,
England.
Yeah,
English.
What's a
– what the hell is ladylike? What do you think ladylike is?
Dude.
Guesses. Lazy River says, kind lady sweep.
Well, it says gentlewoman.
Gentlewoman sweep?
On Google.
Okay. I'll take it.
That's it.
That's long, but
okay. It may not even get to that.
Ladylike means you're doing something like a lady.
Did you see?
Which is kind of offensive.
Dude,
really.
Did you see the Blue Jays one yesterday?
Yeah,
and
I did.
Did you see Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Big Poppy rubbing it right in Jeter's face? Oh, my God. It was so good yesterday. They go out and they go to this Jeter, and he's just got that sourpuss on his face. Like, you know A-Rod. A-Rod will roll with the punches. He'll have a little bit of fun.
He ain't a Yankee. He ain't a true Yankee.
Well, I know.
But I will say this. A-Rod has had to go through being the brunt of everybody.
That's
true. Redone his. So now when you make a joke of him or a joke about him, he laughs at it because he knows where he came from.
It's a very odd thing, though.
Jeter's never been hated.
Yes, he is.
I mean, you know what I mean. And when he was a baseball player.
Can't do any wrong in New York.
Right. So.
I don't think he likes being on set there with Big Poppy. I think Big
Poppy. No, him and Poppy are cool. He doesn't like A-Rod.
Too much fun.
He doesn't like A-Rod.
Still?
Yeah.
Big Poppy busts out. You know what he did yesterday? He busts out 2 sombreros. He said, hey, welcome. You can join me in Cancun.
Yeah, he's right, though.
Hey, listen, those Blue Jays are good. They've been good all year.
Yeah, it's crazy because the teams that we just made assumptions about, right?
Who?
Dodgers, Yankees, Padres.
You mean the teams?
Dodgers are still in it.
Dodgers. No, I know Dodgers are, but I'm just saying.
The teams that made the playoffs.
Clayton Kershaw got batted around yesterday, though. Oh, really? My God. Yeah, it turned into that, and they put him out there.
Oh, wait, but they were getting killed already, though.
No, but they got –
Yamato. Yamato got crushed.
He got – they were still in it, though. And then it was just ba-boom.
Like, so what's that series, 2-2?
2-1.
No, 2-1. 2-1 filthy. 2-1. 2-1 filthy. Tigers evened up their series, so that's going dose. 5. And then the Cubs staved off elimination yesterday.
One thing I will say, the one sport that doesn't give a rat's ass about market, baseball.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Can't do it. It's too weird.
It's too weird. It's too, the umps and everything. They're not going to cheat the game.
Yep. A courteous sweep, Dade South says.
A courteous sweep is nice.
I like a courteous sweep.
Okay. That's good.
I don't think she's going to be courteous. I think
no.
I think Asia's coming in with a broom.
Fo.
it would make sense. She won her fourth MVP, and she's going.
That's
after
crazy. Her was third it be a fourth, title? Third title or fourth?
I think third.
Third.
But her fourth NBA final. I mean, yeah. WNBA final.
Yeah.
Good.
Bam. I mean, and they started the season terrible.
Maybe she'll inspire Bam.
That would be nice.
He wasn't anything yesterday, huh?
He hit two shots at the end, but
they don't throw to. They don't go to Bam like they go to her, though.
Well, they need to. He needs to get it going. I'm not here for another.
I watched this team,
all his numbers got fried last year because of the first 2 months of the season. Couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. And then he got it going. I can't have him having another slow start. All right.
I mean,
this isn't like, let's get going.
You know what helps you make shots? Making shots.
Yeah.
So like
I like that.
I'm just saying. Bam say I'm gonna get it going. I'm gonna wait.
He tried last night. They weren't.
But you
going.
See what I'm saying? Like that. You need to get it going because the last time you was in that Heat uniform last year, you couldn't hit water from a boat. So, like, I get it. I know what he's trying to do, but wait a minute. You got to get your stuff going, too.
I don't know if you know this, but our leading scorer is not out there. I kind of need no slumpy in the early going of the season.
I don't know, but I tell you what, though.
That Norm Powell, though.
Whew. Yeah.
So that's your go-to guy downstretched until Hero comes
Norm,
back.
I think so. Yeah. He's impressive.
He is. I mean, Keyshot, my man was kicking the ball all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, what are we doing? Like,
it's gonna take.
You're athletic and everything, but you can't do none of that without the basketball.
He doesn't seem to know how to unlock it sometimes, you know?
Right. Like, he got to be in open court.
Yeah.
Which is not like.
Moose. I still love him, though.
He's a moose, yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Miami Sports Leader, 104.3 FM, WQAM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you guys up until 2. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with a juicy Week 6 matchup between the LA Chargers and Miami Dolphins. That's how they write it. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm not saying, you know, it's a nice thing for them to say that it's juicy. You want to know how I know it's not juicy? No Kevin Harlan.
He doesn't do your game.
We're not worthy of him. Oh, we do have your guy. I think Charles Davis is on because they pushed
him
down. Yeah,
because he was on with Joe.
Charles Davis.
I still holler at him every now and then.
Ron Pitts.
We just laugh. I mean, it.
That's the craziest
it would go down in history as one of the funniest stories I've ever been involved in.
I legitimately think about it every time a player is getting chased down. I think about that every single time.
Because the crazy thing is that when I told Jay, I told the story in Cleveland, and so Jay called Charles, and he goes, "Yeah, that wasn't me."
It's amazing.
And I'm like, "What?" And so Jay's laughing because
the craziest thing though is he said that him and Pitts used to do games together.
Right.
That's what's wild about
right.
it. It's like this weird Kevin Bacon thing, and I wonder what it would sound. What those did it sound back in the day? Remember when the Marlins had Severino and Todd Hollinsworth, and you could not tell them apart.
Yeah,
it's like that. What the broadcast sounded like?
Well, I mean, it like just like I'm like, Charles, no. I used, like, I thought we were cool, right? He goes, yeah, wasn't me. And I'm like, I carried that around for a long time.
I know you did, dude. Yeah. Not a grudge holder.
I'm not a grudge holder, but I'm like, why would he say something like that?
Let's get into a Tito's Fantasy update. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. Tua appeared on the injury report yesterday. We got to get to something that he said.
Sensitive heart.
He has a two great things that you would love with Tua. One, hip injury, which awesome, and left thumb, which.
I mean, keep in mind. Let's be clear about the injury report. The injury report is there simply because if you have anything, a bump, bruise, or whatever, you go on the injury report. So everybody's transparent. It doesn't mean that he's hurt. It doesn't mean
he was limited in practice, though.
That's why he had to be on the injury report.
Yeah. You know, give him a couple throws off, put Quinn Ewers out there for practice.
Dude, can I just – this will be the end of me at this job.
Why?
Because everybody wants to get new this, new that, and whatever.
New stuff's fun, dude. Did you see that preseason game last night?
Hold on. And then when I ask them, okay, what's your solution? Your solution is as ridiculous as you just wanting a clean house. So when I say, hey, y'all want to move on from Tua? Okay, he's got $53 million guaranteed. Who are you going to bring in? Anybody. Somebody in the draft. It doesn't matter. So, like, that's not an answer, though. So, if I took and told you, right, that you have an employee or whatever, that next year is guaranteed, you may have questions about how they do the job, and you don't know if that's going to be the guy in the future or the girl that you hired in the future, but you ain't going to just dismiss them and give that money away.
What's the scenario here, though? Are the Dolphins cleaning house in your
case? It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It absolutely matters.
So if they're cleaning house, mm-hmm. if the Dolphins are cleaning house, you think they'd cut bait and just pay $52 million?
Yes.
Denver did.
Do you understand, okay, that you think your team is bad now? If you have $53 million less in salary, mm-hmm. regardless of who it is, that you're going to be worse?
Who are they paying, though?
What do you mean?
Like, who are they going to pay with that money?
You don't know. It does. Tua's next year, Tua's money's guaranteed.
Yes.
It counts against the books.
Understood.
So if you get rid of him, you still got to pay it.
Yeah, but you could go with a rookie quarterback. Like, it's been done before.
Denver's doing it now.
Denver's the only team that's done that for that number.
I think San Francisco did it as well.
No!
I think they did.
Not for that amount of money, dude.
Well, nobody's amount of money that amount.
Daniel Jones,
they just did it in New York.
No, he wasn't against the cap.
Yes, he did. He signed a new extension with them. Yes, he is.
He didn't count. He only counted like $20 million against
the cap. Dude, they cut bait on Daniel Jones the year they paid him.
Yeah, but
I guarantee that Daniel Jones
depends on what they counted against the cap, not when they cut him.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you are sitting here and you're cleaning house, I'd imagine that we all know that you're going to take a step back here. Like, that's the inevitability of the NFL. And mm-hmm. if you're going to do that, one, do you want to have somebody as Tua who could probably lead you to like 7 wins, 6 wins, who knows? Mm-hmm. And you have like an 8th pick, or do you want to really like screw the pooch?
But here's the part I think drives me. I get people wanting to move on. I'm not even mad at that. Okay? The problem is everybody wants to do this to fix the problem without giving a solution as to how to fix the problem. If you want a different quarterback, where are you going to get one? And to just say, oh, we can just get one in the draft. What if this year's draft class isn't good? then you're going to end up reaching on a quarterback.
Yeah, or you could just wait until the next year.
That's what I'm saying. So why get rid of Tua and wait till next year?
Because then you're going to end up with a terrible pick.
I don't understand.
Like, first of all, here's what's crazy to me.
Okay.
We're not talking about a Dolphins team that's like, I could kind of get your argument right now if the Dolphins were like going to barely make the playoffs, right?
No,
like,
no. This has nothing to do with.
I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
They're already one of the worst teams in football. What do they have to lose? They're very clear that what they're doing isn't working.
See, I look at it from the standpoint of all the years I've been around football and hearing the complaints of teams, and I know that for a fact that if you do this, that it's going to cost you not only next year, but the following years. Because if you don't get it right, you're going to be terrible for a long time.
It depends.
And I mean, no, it doesn't.
It does depend. Because
I've seen it. It happens a lot.
Okay. But it's one of these things, like if you look around, look at Indianapolis. Nobody would have thought this year that Daniel Jones finds a new situation for him and it would have worked out great.
Yeah.
You know, Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. Like, maybe that's something will shake their way. Like, there is something to be said for, hey, a situation's not working out. It is time to move on. I say this is a guy who's, look, I'm a Tua fan. Now, listen, he's got to get better at press conferences. His press conferences have been, like, bang your head against the wall bad the last 4 weeks. I need whoever is there to coach Tua up.
Mike McDaniel.
You need to coach him up on press conferences.
Mike's coaching him up.
You need to say, hey, Tua, when they ask about fans, shut up. Just do better with those questions. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. I'm just saying what you're saying is
not appropriate.
Not the best route, dude.
Right.
Because there's this thing called the internet. It doesn't forget. And they also will take you wildly out of context. And I just feel like he never sees it coming. But it doesn't really matter. He doesn't see it. So it only angers all of us. But like, so, I'm like, dude.
So what happened now?
We got to take a break. But it's not hour Tua. I'm going to talk about Tua. It's just a regular old second hour where we happen to be talking about Tua, but it's not hour Tua.
There's no longer an hour Tua.
I just want to be clear. Just want to be clear.
You don't have to be clear. We're all familiar with
sometimes they do. Some people are unaware of the suspension. Some people are unaware.
Let's just put it this now. The hour Tua is done for the rest of 2025.
It looks that way.
It looks that way. What, they're going to go 9-3 in the next 12?
That would be what it has to take, yes. You know. But, I mean, that's like saying, you know, I don't know, a Pokemon's going to walk in here. It's not going to happen.
Scooby, come here.
He's not a Pokemon. He's a real dog.
He's a Pokemon.
Back after this.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.